There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the hometown take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Tuesday morning to you. Hope y'all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure the people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there making sure the people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there making sure the people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front wheel loading truck drivers out there, all my bus drivers riding around and getting it, making sure the people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely fashion. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, Amazon drivers, Amazon workers, all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, all my local 613 IBEW workers out there as well, all my mailmen, mailwomen out there, postal workers, making sure the people get their mail and packages in a safe and timely fashion as well. Shout out to all my local hospitality workers, hotel workers out there, making sure the people are having a great stay wherever that may be, all my local funeral home workers, and of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. 502 here on a Tuesday. Appreciate you hanging out with your boy. Shout out to my girl Noelle White doing a great job holding it down behind the glass this morning. Lots to get into this morning. Man, we were going to have a lot to get to if nothing happened yesterday. But stuff done went down yesterday and made it even more stuff to get into this morning. First and foremost, the Braves. They have a new manager, and I already know some of y'all are upset. Walt Weiss promoted from bench coach to manager. The Braves keep it in the family. The Braves keep it in-house as they promote Walt Weiss from bench coach to manager to take over for one Brian Snicker. Now, I know y'all are upset. Some of y'all, not all of y'all. I think some of y'all are okay with this, but I know some of y'all are upset. I already done seen the Twitter reactions and all that. I know some of y'all are upset. And look, I'm not even going to lie. I'm not upset. I am surprised because when I looked on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it, when I looked on social media yesterday, again, Twitter, X, when I was there yesterday and I just saw a tweet from Mark Bowman. He's been the longtime Braves beat writer for MLB.com since 2001, actually. He's been the Braves beat writer for MLB.com. And I saw a post from him and it was like, okay, it looks like that the Braves have come down to a favorite when they talk about a manager. And I'm looking for, yeah. So here it is. I'm going to just read his post out loud and read exactly how he tweeted it. The Braves will likely announce their new manager within the next few days. Still feels like Danny Lehman is the favorite. If he gets the job, winning a second straight World Series and getting your first chance to manage would qualify for an incredible few days. So obviously Danny Lehman, the Dodgers bench coach, we thought, Mark Bowman thought he was the favorite to get the job. And then it seemed like John Gibbons came back into the race. John Gibbons was in Toronto while Alex Anthopoulos was in Toronto. John Gibbons was the manager while Alex Anthopoulos was in Toronto. So obviously you got the Alex Anthopoulos, John Gibbons, you know, connection there. And you thought that would be a pretty good thing to bring to Atlanta. So it seemed like he had put his name back in the hat. And then out of nowhere, I even said this in our morning shift group chat when I sent it to them. I was like, holy curveball. Out of nowhere. It's like, nope. Braves said, huh, y'all thought it's actually Walt Weiss. So let me get into the actual hire now. So I brought that all up to say it surprised me because it seemed like the Braves were on a different trail. It seemed like they were on the, again, Danny Lehman, John Gibbons trail. But, and then we see Walt Weiss gets hired, and it's like, oh, they weren't looking at, I mean, they could have been looking at him, but they ended up going with Walt Weiss. They kept it internal. They kept it in house. So when it comes to the hire itself, I'm not mad at it. Look, Walt Weiss knows this team. He knows these players. He's been here with a lot of these players. He's seen a lot of these players grow up. And I'm not too upset about it. I know some people are like, man, I want somebody a little more proven or I want a young guy. Like, look, I think as far as knowing these players, knowing how to push certain buttons and get certain things out of these players, Walt Weiss has seen it all. He's seen what works. He's seen what hasn't worked. And he can go off of that and put his managerial twist on this Braves team. So I feel like a lot of people, are the people that are upset, I feel like they're upset because they think this is just going to be Brian Snicker 2.0. And I don't necessarily feel that way. Now, will he maybe use some of the things that Brian Snicker did? Maybe will he take some of the things that Brian Snicker did as a manager and put that into his own managerial twist? Maybe so. But again, he's still his own person. He's still his own man. He's still going to handle things the way he's going to handle them. So before we all get in an outrage, before you get upset in your car and start waving your fist at me or waving your fist at the Braves and like, why would y'all do this? This wasn't the right move. Before y'all do that, let's give one Walt Weiss a chance. First and foremost, let's give the man a chance and see what he can do. And second, again, let's understand that just because they hired from within doesn't mean they hired a second Brian Snicker. It doesn't mean this is Brian Snicker 2.0. Walt Weiss is his own man. He was a manager, if you remember, back in Colorado. So he is managed before. He's got experience. He was the manager in Colorado from 2013 to 2016. Now, again, the I'm going to tell you his record, but again, you have to remember that record is reflective upon what kind of talent he had in Colorado from 2013 to 2016, which wasn't a whole lot. They were very much rebuilding at that point, but he went 283 and 365 during his time as the manager in Colorado. Never finished higher than third place, but again, I think that's more so because of the talent he had, not to necessarily say he's a bad manager. So, again, if this Braves team can stay healthy, Walt Weiss don't got to do too much anyway. I mean, that's first and foremost. This team got to stay healthy. Ronald Acuña Jr. has to stay healthy. Matt Olson, Gold Glove winner. Need him to stay healthy and continue to contribute. Austin Riley got to stay healthy. He's got Drake Baldwin, Chris Sale, Spencer Strider, Spencer Schwellenbach. Everybody got to stay healthy. Because that's really the thing that is hurt the Braves. The offense started out so slow, and then once the offense finally picked up, all of our starting pitchers were gone. So I think Walt Weiss will be a fine manager. I don't know if he's going to be winning manager of the year, but look, that also comes with winning. So let's just give Walt Weiss a chance. That's really all I'm saying. Let's see. Let him cook. Let Walt Weiss cook before we try to say, oh, this was a bad hire, oh, this was a safe hire, and things of that nature. So that's really just how I feel about it at this point. But congratulations to Walt Weiss. Again, I feel good about it because he's seen everything. He's coming from within. He knows what buttons to push, what buttons not to push. He's seen what Brian Snicker has done that maybe he wants to, again, keep the same. He's seen things Brian Snicker do that maybe he wants to change. That's why I'm saying he'll put his own managerial twist on things. And so hopefully those things will help. But Walt Weiss is the Braves' new manager. And you just wish, obviously, nothing for the best, but for him and the Braves, as we need the Braves back in the post. It don't hit the same. It don't hit the same without the Braves in it, obviously. And hopefully we get Braves postseason baseball again next season. And hopefully we're making a World Series run. And we don't need just a three-game wild card series and we're out. We need a deep playoff run for real next season. So hopefully we get that. Some other Braves news really quickly here, and then we'll get to the Atlanta Falcons. Hyun-Sung Kim, he did decline his player option for the 2026 season. That is going to make him a free agent. The Braves also picked up the team option for Chris Sale. Obviously, Chris Sale still pitching very, very well, and no reason to not pick up that option. But hopefully the Braves can come to a deal with Hyun-Sung Kim, because I think he added a very good element of offense into the lineup when he got added by the Braves late this past season. And I think he could be your everyday starter at shortstop. And him being your everyday starter at shortstop, I'd be completely fine with that. I think he would definitely bring more than, no shade, just truth, and Orlando Arcia was bringing. Now, we do have to bring up Nacho Alvarez because, look, Nacho Alvarez did a great job at third base while Austin Riley was out. The bat really started to pick up for Nacho as well. Can he make that move over to shortstop? I think he can. And now that the bat is coming around, Nacho could also be an option for you at shortstop as well. So if they don't bring Hyun-Sung Kim back, that makes me think they're going to maybe move forward with Nacho at shortstop. We'll see. But I think they do, at least for right now, have a couple of good options on the table when it comes to shortstop that are very much doable options when you talk about bringing, hopefully, Hyun-Sung Kim back or sticking with Nacho Alvarez. So we'll see. But look, Braves and me are in a good spot. It's all about staying healthy for these Bravos. All about staying healthy for these Bravos. And I think Walt Weiss, again, will be able to do the right things, push the right buttons, and he's got the experience. So I have no problem at all with the Braves going to get Walt Weiss. Would have been cool to have a first time. And the reason I think we also, and I know some people didn't want a first time manager. I know that you're out there as well, that you're like, I don't want a first time manager anyway, but I don't know if I necessarily wanted an internal hire. Well, I think you're kind of getting the best of both worlds with a hire like Walt Weiss, because again, this guy knows the team. He's been the Braves bench coach for six seasons. So again, he's seen the guys like Ronald Acuña Jr., Spencer Swellenbach, Spencer Strider, Austin Riley, Ozzie, obviously Drake. He's seen these guys come up through the ranks, coach these guys. So he knows these guys. And they already got a relationship with him. So the same people that wanted a manager with experience, you're getting that, plus you're getting a guy who already has a relationship with these guys. And I know you're like, well, things didn't go the way they wanted to last year. Okay, well, I don't know if that was necessarily Walt Weiss's fault. And again, let's just give Walt Weiss a chance. That's what it comes down to for me at the end of the day. So I think as far as a guy who has managerial experience and a guy who already has a relationship with these players and can hit the ground running with these players, we got the guy in Walt Weiss who can do both of those things. So I don't mind the hire at all. I think it'll be good for the Braves. We shall see. Main thing again, Braves got to stay healthy. But let Walt Weiss cook, people. If you are out there and you ain't too happy about this, let him cook. Let Walt Weiss cook, man. Let him cook. Let him see what he can do. All right, when we come back here on the Hometown Take about 5-6 minutes from now, we will get into the Atlanta Falcons. Raheem Morris spoke to the media yesterday. He talked about working out kickers. Praised Jalen Walker, as he should have. And talked about what is going to happen at linebacker. How they're going to move forward with no Divine Diablo. And we all know J.D. Bertrand's been struggling at times. He addressed all those things. We'll let you hear him talk about all those things when we come back here on Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This is the Hometown Tape.
A look at the top local sports stories
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You search for the radio station, 92.9 The Game. Once you find the radio station, follow it, subscribe to it, and then follow and subscribe to all the great shows here on the station as well. My show, obviously, The Hometown Take, The Morning Shift, The Steakhouse, The Midday Show with Andy and Randy, Dukes and Bell, Chris Thomas tonight, all the great shows on the weekend as well, College Football Game Time, Sam and Greg, all of them. Make sure you follow them, subscribe to them, and when you do that, then you're really in the game because then you'll get live push notifications about when shows go live push notifications about when shows are having guests on live, live push notifications about when new articles and audio are uploaded to the website. You'll be able to go back and listen to your favorite segments and interviews from your favorite shows. You'll be able to go back and listen to your favorite shows in their entirety, all that and more with the free Odyssey app. So make sure you download that thing on your smartphone and on your smart devices today. Do have to let you know, also, speaking of College Football Game Time, Sports Radio 920 The Game is your home of live college football coverage in Atlanta. This Saturday at 8 a.m., we get the day started with the aforementioned College Football Game Time. It's brought to you by Window Nation. Visit windownation.com and by Alumni Hall Shop, UGA, Bama, Tennessee, and more. It's where fans shop. John Fricke, Chris Goforth, Abe Gordon, and Garrett Chapman will set the stage for all of the big matchups. Then at 11:30 a.m., we have BYU facing Texas Tech. That's all this Saturday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, we are going to get into in about 16 minutes from now. We're going to talk about Monday Night Football last night. We're going to talk about the unfortunate circumstances that are happening in Washington right now with the Commanders. I mean, oof. Talk about injuries, injury bug. I mean, that injury bug just bit them all at once. I mean, that is unfortunate, really unfortunate what's happened in Washington. So we'll talk about that also. I just got to put this out there real quick. I don't even know if I'll bring it up again. The Cincinnati Bengals defense is so bad, y'all. It is so bad. Look, if you want a silver lining when you talk about the Falcons, it could always be worse. We could have a defense like the Cincinnati Bengals defense. I mean, goodness gracious, their defense is trash. I mean, soup sandwich, trash juice, whatever you want to call it, it's that bad. And it may be worse than all those things I just said. Goodness gracious, it's so bad. I mean, they giving up 40 burgers every game. At least 35. I mean, geez, OP, they needed one stop. I understand why Chase Brown said what he said. As a matter of fact, we're gonna play those comments. Because Chase Brown, he has some things to say. We're going to get to that next segment. We're going to let you hear what Chase Brown had to say, and then Zach Taylor kind of had to clean it up a little bit. We'll let you hear from both those guys coming up at 5:40. But, man, it's bad. So, at least our defense is making a turn for the better because, we could have the Cincinnati Bengals defense. And now, I mean, goodness gracious. Yikes. Even with Trey Henderson, it don't matter. Trey Henderson, no head Trey Henderson, it's still bad. So, whew, that thing is stinky. But, anywho, we'll get into more NFL headlines because there are some other big injuries that we got to talk about. Tucker Kraft, unfortunately, tore his ACL. Like I said, the unfortunate injuries in Washington, the Cardinals, Jacoby Brissett and company beating up on the Cowboys. And then we got to get some college football as well at 5:40. So we'll kind of split college football and the NFL at 5:40. So, again, that's coming up here in about 14 minutes because we got to talk a little bit more about Tech taking their first loss. Georgia continuing to show their battle tested. They take down Florida. We got to talk more about that because we were heavy Falcons, as we should have been on Monday, because I needed to let the people get it off their chest, because I know we was all upset yesterday. We had to have our group therapy session, and I enjoy those. All right. Speaking of the Falcons, let's talk about the Falcons. Let's let you hear a little bit from Raheem Morris. I know we're going to address this first because I know everybody wants to know this. You want to know it. Everybody in their car right now wants to know it. Are they going to work out some kickers? Is Parker Romo going to be back? Is Parker Romo going to be on that plane to Germany? Is he going to be in Berlin? Well, we will see whether or not Parker Romo will be on the plane to Germany or not. But Raheem Morris did say yesterday that they are going to work out kickers, and as they should, because, look, missing a potential game-tying extra point, inexcusable. Inexcusable. And it'd be one thing if Parker Romo had been reliable for years and he just, you know, missed that one. Like, it'd be one thing if we looked at Parker Romo. If Parker Romo had Matt Bryant status, then it's all right. Then it's like, all right, dang. I mean, he just had a rough kick. You know, he just missed one. Everybody makes mistakes. It'd be that sort of thing. But with the trouble that we've had this year with kickers alone, Younghoe Koo, Parker Romo too, you can't miss that kick if you're Parker Romo. You just can't. With everything that has gone on with this organization, just this year, with kickers, you can't miss that kick, dog. You just can't. So let's let you hear Raheem Morris talking about how they're going to work out some kickers.
You know, obviously, we got to look at that, and we've started that process already of, you know, we've worked out a bunch of different people, so we'll be able to bring people in and figure out what it's going to be this week. At the end of the day, you got to make that kick. And like we talked about, those press situations aren't built on practice fields. They're built in games, and they're built in that environment.
Yeah. So those press situations are in games, but I need him to come through still. Like, the press is supposed to make diamonds, Parker Romo, and you turned into some cubic zirconium, dog. You turned into some cubic zirconium trying to kick that extra point. At least right there you did. And we can't have that. So if there need to be a change, go ahead and make that change. So we'll see if that ends up happening. I wonder if we'll give Lenny Krieg a shot. I mean, hey, he's from Germany. We going to Germany. It would be a great first game for Lenny Krieg. I'm just putting it out there. I don't know if that'll actually happen or not, but we'll see. One last thing from Raheem Morris on the kicking situation. He does take the sword. He does fall on the sword, I should say. And he does take blame for the kicking issues because he's talking about he's involved in everything. And look, as he should, let's let you hear from Raheem Morris.
I won't ever use that to say it's not my fault. You know, I'm a part of everything that happens here. And we do everything together. So everything that happens, you know, you can put me a part of that as well. I won't ever. We don't have that type of organization. We don't have that type of that mindset. But we got to get it fixed, and like, it has to be fixed now, and it has to be fixed right now.
Yeah, fixed yesterday, as in fixed Sunday, as in that shouldn't have happened. So, Raheem Morris, at least as far as the kicking situation, saying all the right things, and honestly, going to the linebacker situation, moving on to there, I know you were very unhappy with Caden Ellis too. I mean, not Caden Ellis, excuse me, Jaden Ellis was fine. You were very unhappy with J.D. Bertrand. And he gave up that game down. There were some other plays where he looked out of position. And look, J.D. Bertrand he's not necessarily a bad player, but he doesn't fit what Jeff Oberg wants that position, that sort of linebacker to do. Ryan Diablo fits what Jeff Oberg wants to do. And that's why he was thriving. J.D. Bertrand don't got Divine Diablo speed. And right now don't got Divine Diablo instincts. And that's the issue. He's just late to everything. He's just reacting late. And that's why he's late to the play. At times he's still making a tackle, but that's after 5-6 yards, the other team then got first down, whatever the case may be. But we did see Ronnie Harrison in the game at linebacker a lot last game. And I think there was some good that Ronnie Harrison did. Raheem Morris feels the same way. He talked about how he liked Ronnie Harrison at linebacker and how when it comes to Harrison and maybe even other guys at that interior linebacker spot, they could be looking at that instead of J.D. Bertrand. Take a listen.
Yeah, obviously and how we planned it last week. We planned it with the three-headed monster going out there. Had a little bit of Dime, had a little bit of Harrison a couple weeks ago. Had a little bit of JD, I think, favored out a little bit differently because how the basis of the game was played. You know, yesterday worked out more even with JD and the order reps, and he's trending in the direction of earning more rights on the field. And, you know, a lot of credit to, first of all, Ronnie, you know, coming here in training camp, you know, being on the practice squad. Devine goes down, and to put himself in that position is hard to do, and he's playing well and doing some good things. See, JD's doing some good things, but obviously you have to do better. You have to do better in your opportunities and the situation that you get. So we're always going to go with the better players or the people that give us the best chance to win. And right now it's looking that way. Obviously, as I know, we got to go through the whole process of the game plan, the week, what it looks like. But Ronnie's certainly earning more snaps every single week.
In a different scheme, I think J.D. Bertrand will be fine. Look at how Nate Landman is thriving in L.A. I think he's more – J.D. Bertrand is more comparable to a Nate Landman. And what they're doing in L.A. as far as the defense and what they want their linebackers to do, it fits. So J.D. Bertrand may be a fit in L.A. And, again, maybe a fit in other schemes. It's just in this scheme, you need that speed. You need those instincts that J.D. Bertrand doesn't quite have yet, and you need that speed that J.D. Bertrand just doesn't quite have. Not his fault he don't have that speed. That's more of a God-given thing. But look, you got to go with, as Reem Moore said, rightfully so, you got to go with whoever gives you the best chance. And right now, that is Ronnie Harrison. Ronnie Harrison, a former safety. Again, not as heavy, not as maybe muscular, bulky, whatever you want to call it, as a J.D. Bertrand. But he has the speed to get to the spot he needs to get to, and he still can make the tackles. And we saw that on Sunday when Ronnie Harrison was in there. So hearing that, they expect a lot more Ronnie Harrison and a lot less J.D. Bertrand, and I think you'll be happy to hear that for sure. All right, when we come back, I do want to let you hear one more from Raheem Morris. One other thing that was not very good at all was the Falcons' offense on third down. How do they fix that and other situational issues that have been a problem this year? Raheem Morris will tell you next. And we'll talk some college football and NFL on the other side as well. It is Hometown Take with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This is the Hometown Take.
A look at the top local sports stories
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning. I hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my people that are tuned in, tapped in right now, that are on their way to work, already at work. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my people that are tuned in, tapped in right now, that are on their way to the gym, already at the gym. I appreciate you tuning in as well. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. And make sure you download that free Odyssey app so you can listen to the radio station wherever you are and whenever you want to. Once you got that free Odyssey app downloaded, again, make sure you follow and subscribe to the radio station. Follow and subscribe to all the great shows here on the station, and then you'll really be in the game. One more thing I got to tell you before we let you hear one last comment from Raheem Morris, then we'll move on to some college football, NFL news nationally. But I do want to let you hear one more thing from Raheem Morris, as promised. We know, along with the kicking issue, along with some not-so-great play from J.D. Bertrand, the Falcons offense, even though they did come in clutch when they needed to, put together the touchdown drives when they needed to, they were still not good on third down. 1-for-10 on third down conversions against the New England Patriots on Sunday. 1-for-10. That dog ain't going to hunt. That dog will not hunt. Have to be better on third down. And then obviously at the end of the game, you have the intentional grounding call that was the right move. What Michael Penix was trying to do was the right thing, not well executed because it was a broken play. And when you put all those things together, and again, too, the offensive line, Ryan Neusel, you know, that whole simulated snap count, what Mike Vrabel is calling clap gate at this point, with that whole thing, Ryan Neusel snapping the ball prematurely, and that's what led to that whole debacle. All those things put together, the Falcons have to be better with their third down conversions, have to be better on third down offensively, defensively too, because they allowed the Patriots to be 8-for-12 on third down on Sunday. But offensively, for sure, you definitely got to be better on third down. You got to be a little bit better in situational football. Now, they did convert that fourth and goal from the 8-yard line, so that was good, but still, got to be better in other situations, and Raheem Morris talked about that yesterday to the media.
And talk about the one that happened yesterday, we got to put ourselves in more favorable situations to get the third downs. You know, when you go 3rd and 10, 3rd and 12, 3rd and 9, any quarterback can tell you, especially the one sitting behind you, how tough those situations are. We want to get those things. We're in more manageable third downs to be able to get those things going, particularly in those opening drives and starting fast. We had a couple drives there we didn't use a third down. You know, had a couple drives, and then we got to the red zone. You're able to actually go for it on fourth down. So you got two down territory and things of that nature that make those things manageable, things that we can absolutely win. So those are the steps. It's like starting faster, being able to run the football more efficiently, having the ability to have not get behind the stick, so to speak, and really, you know, keeping in that mode. Because when we get in those situations, we're in the third down, the medium window, we got a lot better chances of being able to convert those things.
Yeah, has to be better. Run the football, more efficient running the football. And look, it's hard to run the football against stacked boxes, which is what they've been going up against. And I like what they did a little bit on Sunday. And I will give a little bit of credit to Zach Robinson. Again, I credit him a little bit yesterday too. He did switch it up. There were some new things, some new wrinkles that he added in. I want to see more for sure. But there were some new things that he added in. There were some new wrinkles. There were a few new run schemes. And as far as throwing the ball on first down, I think they were more willing to throw the ball on first down And they got away from the run game a solid bit, too. Maybe even a little bit too much, but you had to do what you had to do to move the football. And I think Zach Robinson did a good job of, again, doing what needed to be done to move the football. So I will give Zach Robinson credit on that end. But they do have to be better at running the football efficiently, whether that's on first down, second down, to set themselves up for third and four, third and five, heck, maybe even third and six. But like Raheem Moore said, that third and medium range is where you want to live, third and short, third and medium, because then you got a better chance of converting those third downs. When you're in third and long, like the Falcons were a lot of the time on Sunday, that's how you end up going 1-for-10. So definitely have to be better on third down, and you got to set yourself up to be better on third down, on first and second down as well. So those are all the things that go into that. All right, let's move on. We're going to get into some college football headlines right now. Then we will let you hear from Chase Brown and Zach Taylor because, again, that Bengals defense is real stinky and some players are fed up. There was even a video going out with Ja'Marr Chase heading to the locker room. He said, one blank and stop. One blank and stop. So that frustration is definitely boiling over. And, heck, it would be too. Joe Flacco is absolutely balling. I got to pull the stats back up, and I'll pull it up, and I'll have it for when we get more into the Bengals. But Joe Flacco is absolutely balling in Cincinnati. He has done nothing but ball out when he got to Cincinnati, and they still can't win a game just because that defense is so, so bad. But, again, we'll touch more on that as we talk about some NFL headlines. College football-wise, again, we didn't get to talk much about Georgia, Georgia Tech. Georgia gets the 24-20 win over the Florida Gators in the world's largest outdoor cocktail party. And Georgia just continues to prove they're battle-tested. Getting down, being down in the fourth quarter, don't scare Georgia. Don't scare them dogs. Gunnar Stockton continues to prove he's a gamer. Chauncey Bowens. That dude's legit. The way he got up out of there on that touchdown run to put him ahead. Woo-wee! I was screaming at the TV, get up out of there, Chauncey. Get up out of there, Chauncey. To the crib, Chauncey. He continues to prove he's a gamer. And, again, this Georgia defense, not as good as they've been in years past, obviously. And, look, they had historic defense back in 2021 when they had Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis and Nolan Smith and those boys, Keely Ringo. We got to realize they ain't going to be that. Those defense are once-in-a-lifetime defenses. And you can't expect a Georgia defense to be that good every single year. But this Georgia defense has gotten the stops when they needed to, made the big plays when they needed to. And, I mean, let's get it straight. They ain't the Cincinnati Bengals defense of college football. They're still a pretty darn good defense. And they are a little bit more susceptible to the run. Corners do struggle a little bit at times. But, again, when the plays need to be made, they're making them. And this offense is going on touchdown drives when they need to be made as well. So I do think this Georgia team is definitely a championship-caliber team. Still got to see a little bit more consistency. We'd still like to see them be able to start faster because they finished strong. But they got some slow starts in them. And when you get into a college football playoff situation, you get off to a bad start, you get off to a slow start, you might dig yourself in too deep of a hole to be able to come back in the second half. So that's the only thing that worries me really about this Georgia team. But again, they're battle-tested. And if anybody has proven so far this season and throughout the years that they're capable of a second-half comeback, it's Kirby Smart and the Georgia Bulldogs. So very good win for Georgia yesterday, and hopefully they can continue to keep things going and make a run all the way to the SEC championship, make a run all the way to the college football playoff, and hopefully get into the national championship game. Moving on to Georgia Tech. Not such a great Saturday for the Yellow Jackets. Give up 583 yards. My goodness gracious. They couldn't stop a nosebleed. I could have scored on that Georgia Tech defense. No shade, just truth. But, man, look, I was actually – when I played intramural flag football, I was very Drake London-esque. You just had to throw it up, and I go get it. I was a 50-50 ball go-getter. I tell you what. But, no, in all seriousness, That Georgia Tech defense struggled a lot. And look, styles make fights, and maybe that was just a bad matchup for Georgia Tech. But now they are in some hot water. We knew the margin for error for Georgia Tech was slim. Now you're in a situation where you either got to beat Georgia, or if you lose to Georgia and you still find yourselves in the ACC championship game, you can't lose the ACC championship game. A three-loss ACC team is not making it without an ACC championship, is not making it into the college football playoff. And possibly even a two-loss non-ACC champion, even if you beat Georgia, you might not make it into the, you might not make it into the college football playoff. So right now it seems like for the Yellow Jackets, their best, obviously their best chance of getting in is winning the ACC championship. And even if they lose to Georgia and win the ACC, I think they'll still get in. But you really don't have much room for error now if you're Georgia Tech. And that's just what it is. So they got some work to do. And I won't say this loss was good for them because it wasn't. But should definitely refocus the Jackets, if anything, for sure. All right, let's move on to some NFL headlines real quick before we get up on out of here. Before we run out of time, I do want to let you hear again from Chase Brown and Zach Taylor. If you didn't see it, if you didn't see the game, because I think this was on the – no, this was a 4 o'clock game. But still, if you didn't see it, the Chicago Bears did beat the Cincinnati Bengals yesterday, or on Sunday, I should say, excuse me. And it was an absolute shootout. 47-42, the final score, and the Caleb Williams threw a pass to his tight end, and he could have been tackled, and that could have been the game. But instead, Colston Loveland catches the pass, and this happened with 17 seconds. This happened with 17 seconds left in the go. They scored with 17 seconds left in the game. Cincinnati, I should even backpedal a little bit. Cincinnati scores, and they go up 1 point. So it's 42-41 with 54 seconds left. Then Caleb Williams throws to Colston Loveland, and it's a 58-yard touchdown catch that, again, Colston Loveland broke out of two tackles, like spun out of two tackles, and then ran it all the way to the end zone. So obviously there's frustration from the Cincinnati Bengals. Let's first hear from Chase Brown talking about the ending to that game because, yeah, you can tell he ain't too happy about it.
We just got to play complimentary football. Like, we put the ball in the end zone and go up a point at the end, finish the game. Like, just end it. Like, that's it. Like, that's what we need to do, just end the game. Like, make them get us the ball back, let us go to 22 victory, and let's end the game. That's how I feel.
So, yeah, he very much called out the defense without, you know, saying, hey, defense, be better. He said everything he could without saying exactly that. So, obviously, not happy there. Zach Taylor obviously asked about Chase Brown's comments, and he had this to say.
Not if you're not doing everything you can on your own, you know, and I've pointed that out with Chase. You know, there's two big plays that we could have done better that would have led to points. And so I think I liked Jamar a little bit better. I can tell Jamar's frustrated, but he didn't want guys coming at him if he's had a poor performance or something that he was disappointed in. So I trust that that's a one-time thing, and we'll learn from that. That's not how we want to react. And one of our best players, one of our highest character players, I think in a moment of frustration, said that, and I don't expect that to happen again.
I'm not mad at Zach Taylor for responding that way because, yes, you don't want that to happen. You don't want the offense calling out the defense. You don't want an offensive player calling out the defensive side of the ball. You don't want that. But I also ain't mad at Chase Brown. Y'all had 54 seconds left to play defense. Y'all could play defense for 54 seconds. So look, should Chase Brown have tried to hold it in? Yes. But I ain't mad at Chase Brown. I can't tell him not to be mad after he went through what he went through. So I'm not mad at either of their responses, but yeah, this Cincinnati Bengals defense is garbage. Real quick, the NFL trade deadline is today at 4 o'clock. The Eagles did trade for Jalen Phillips, sent a 2026 third-round pick to the Miami Dolphins. That's a great pickup, obviously, for the Eagles. And I'm not an Eagles fan, despite what the morning shift says, but that is a good pickup. Eagles trying to bolster up while they go for a back-to-back, a second consecutive Super Bowl title. Apparently, Jerry Jones said they made a trade. Then he was like, nah, I didn't mean it exactly like that. It ain't official yet. We could make a trade. Jerry Jones, just don't talk until the trade is official, dog. You talk too much already. Just leave it alone, bro. Obviously, too, real quick, Commanders probably will be without Jaden Daniels, Marshawn Lattimore, Luke McCaffrey the entire season. Jaden Daniels, obviously, we saw that gruesome elbow injury, dislocated elbow. He's probably done for the year. Marshawn Lattimore is done for the year, torn ACL. Luke McCaffrey, broken collarbone. He's probably done for the year. Tucker Kraft also tore his ACL as well. So, man, injury bug sucks, dog. But that is just what comes, unfortunately, with the territory. All right, I got to get up out of here. Appreciate y'all tuning in. Morning shift coming up next. Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Allie Mack coming up on a Tuesday morning on Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game, Lottis. Yep, Noel, I appreciate you. Until I talk to y'all on a hump day, Wednesday. Peace.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.